October 31, the condition of sonship. Wherefore come out from among them, and be ye separate, and saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. 2 Corinthians 6:17-18. Do you desire to become the sons and daughters of the Most High? Here is stated the condition of this privilege. Come out, be separate, touch not the unclean. You cannot keep the fellowship of the world, participate in its pleasures, identify yourself with its interests, and still be the sons of God. Says John, the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. 1 John 3:1. But shall we let the desire for the favor of our Lord's enemies weigh against our accepting the conditions of salvation? There are great things expected from the sons and daughters of God. I look upon the youth of today, and my heart yearns over them. What possibilities are opened before them? If they sincerely seek to learn of Christ, he will give them wisdom, as he gave wisdom to Daniel. Let the youth try to appreciate the privilege that may be theirs to be directed by the unerring wisdom of God. It is thought a great honor to be invited into the presence of a king of this earth, but let us consider the amazing privilege that is proffered to us. If we obey the requirements of God, we may become the sons and daughters of the King of the universe. Through a crucified and risen Savior, we may be filled with the fruits of righteousness and be fitted to shine in the courts of the King of Kings through unending ages. The world does not know the exaltation of the sons and daughters of the Most High. Those around them do not see that the humble, self-denying spirit, the patient meekness of heart, has any extraordinary value. They do not know or appreciate Christ. They could not understand him. And the greater our likeness to the divine character of our Lord, the more we shall be misunderstood by the world. The more we come into fellowship with Christ in heaven, the less will be our fellowship with the world, for we are not of the world.